Welcome to bonus three. This is mastering the art of speaking and presenting. Three big goals in this module. One is to think about speaking in a different way. Two, I want you to understand and use the power of emotions. And three, I'm going to show you how to use slideshows well. So these are the three big goals for speaking and presenting. Now I want you to know this is a huge subject and immensely important, but it could easily be expanded into an entire five module training of its own. I am not doing that in this training, but I am including this as a bonus. And so we're actually just going to touch on a few high points that I don't think you'll find in a lot of places. Now, if you are new to speaking and presenting and you've never done it before, I'm not really covering the basics in this. And so I recommend, honestly, you can Google and search for speaking tips, presenting tips, and you're going to get all the same stuff on the internet about how to hold yourself and how to speak and eye contact and all those things that are really important, just not the subject of this particular video. I'm actually going to try to do things that are a little bit more advanced. By the way, there are so many different contexts that speaking and presenting can happen. It could be keynotes, could be business addresses, could be pitching or selling something. It could be preaching, teaching. I'm going to be focused on the undergirding dynamics and principles that are true of human communication independent of the context. Now, your context matters a lot, and so very specific techniques and cues and approaches you'll want to learn. This is not going to be covering exhaustively all the various contexts. I'll touch on a few examples. But the reason that I've included it as a bonus is because speaking and communication is one of the most powerful resources that a leader has to mobilize people, to motivate people, to charge the morale, to create a vision for what's possible. And the better communicator you are, the more influential you become in your work in the world. And so I highly recommend taking seriously understanding how to do this work. Now, in this training, I'm focused on really three primary things. The first one is to reframe your mindset. I want you to begin thinking differently about who you are as a speaker and a communicator. And I'll unpack that a little bit. And I'll also do number two is how to use your emotional body. That may sound a little odd. I'll unpack what that means. And then the last piece of this training is to refine the techniques and the tools. And there are just a couple of key techniques and tools that I'm going to recommend for you. So let's get started on point number one, which is how to reframe your mindset. Now, I have been in a lot of communication contexts. As you know, I was a pastor. I spoke on a very large stage. I spoke on a small stage. I was a speech communications major in college. It has always been a major part of my life. And so I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about what not to do. But one of the things that I notice that happens time and again is when people try to communicate, they think to themselves, my job is merely to get information across. And what I want us to begin thinking about is that you are more than just a person who's transmitting data and information. That's a pretty uninspired vision of yourself as a communicator. And I also want you to kind of dial back if you're feeling the pressure to sell or persuade or influence or any of that, just to dial that back. There's an enormous burden that comes with feeling you have to sell or convince or cause people to act in a certain way. And so I'm going to thread the needle by saying the first mindset shift that I want you to consider is that you are an educator. No matter what context you're speaking in, the underlying truth is you are here to educate people. You are going to give them information, context, experience that they don't yet currently have. And education and being an educator isn't just about showing how smart you are, it's also showing how smart your audience can become. And that's educators at their best. They evoke the intelligence, the brilliance, the connectivity of new ideas from the people that they're presenting to. So there are two ingredients that are required if you're an educator. One is courage. It takes enormous courage to stand before people and say, I want to take you on a journey. I have a vision for where you could be, for where your mind could be, for where your heart could be, for where your actions could be. I've got a vision for that. That takes courage. You're challenging some part of where they live, think, and stay. Courageous act. And the second thing required is compassion. It requires compassion as an educator to know, where do the people that I'm serving start? Where are they now? And how do I meet them there so that I can reasonably bring them along in a way that works? far too often, people who speak want to show off just how smart they are. And as a consequence, what they end up doing is they discourage their audience because they speak over their heads. And so I had a preaching coach who told me, you know, Shane, you want to preach for, this will sound terribly derogatory, I don't mean it to be, this is an old school metaphor. He said, you don't want to preach to giraffes, you want to preach to cows. So what he's meaning is, Shane, when you came out of seminary, you had all these big highfalutin ideas and, you know, you had sort of, you were way up here in the trees and only the giraffes could get what you were after. You need to preach for the cows, which are, you know, put it in a trough down on the ground so that anybody can access it. Again, it sounds dismissive and demeaning of the audience, but it was actually a very helpful metaphor, and it's one I want you to think about, no matter what context you're presenting, and just to be thinking about that compassionate action of how could I actually meet them where they are. So that's the first part of the reframing your mindset. The second one is to remember that you are the message. So whatever content you think you're going to be bringing, know that you, your being, your body, your presence is the message for people. Marshall McLuhan has a great saying. Famously, he said, the medium is the message. And what that simply means is what you use to communicate with matters as much or more as what it is you're trying to communicate. And in the case of presenting and speaking, yeah, you might have a screen, yeah, you might have videos, but ultimately you have you that you're bringing to people. And so tuning that medium, becoming conscious and aware of it, is one of the most powerful components of becoming a compelling speaker. In the next video, I'm going to actually unpack how that medium works.